G'day, business owners. Peter Fitzgerald with the Handbook of Business. Let's talk about the right order. At some stage, you'll contemplate selling your business, maybe to retire, to pursue other opportunities, or because Jesus is calling you out. Whatever the reason, many potential sellers are not prepared for sale, and neither is their business. They simply present some basic operating data, list with a broker, hoping to find a buyer at their asking price. So instead of improving business operations first, they go to market as is, which probably explains why only a third ever sell for the asking price. My counsel for business owners? The best time to start preparing for sale was the day you opened. If that hasn't happened, the second best time is today, even if you're not looking to sell yet, because the process can take 12 to 18 months, especially if the operation is overly dependent on you. To create an orderly sale process, consider these five steps. 1. Think like a buyer and be alert to what they want. Smooth transition, all queries answered, high return on investment, and not to buy your problems or job. 2. Assume the buyer won't be working in the business. Prove this will be possible because it can already operate just as well without you. 3. Document all policies, procedures, systems, staff roles as your perfect operations manual. 4. Highlight your growing customer base with the key marketing strategies to ensure the trend continues when you're gone. And 5. Present all this information in a professionally collated prospectus. I'll finish with these two thoughts. Would you be happy to buy your business for the proposed asking price? And would you agree there's no way you're ready for sale? The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order. This spiritual principle also applies to business. An unprepared owner trying to sell an unprepared business doesn't pass the test. Thanks for listening to this handbookforbusiness.com.au podcast.